Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishak Dar on Monday assured that Sindh's share of water would not be compromised due to the proposed sixth canal project over the Indus River, as protests against the project continue in the province. Speaking in the National Assembly, he reaffirmed the federal government's commitment to upholding provincial water rights. "The government is dealing with the issue of water distribution with transparency and care," he said, adding that the canal project, first proposed in July 2023, had been delayed at Sindh's request to allow for a thorough review. "I urged my colleagues not to make any decisions without full consultation. We are partners, not dictators," Dar stressed, confirming that the Executive Committee of the National Economic Council, ECNEC, had not approved the project and that stakeholder consent was still pending. Addressing political criticism, Dar rejected accusations of water theft. "The allegations that Punjab is stealing Sindh's water are completely baseless," he said, accusing certain political groups of exploiting the issue to gain relevance. He revealed that in a recent meeting with Sindh Chief Minister Syed Murad Ali Shah, he proposed an independent technical assessment of the project to safeguard Sindh's water rights. "Additionally, two new telemetry monitoring points are being installed to enhance transparency," he said. "We are not pushing this project forward for political reasons," Dar maintained. "We are handling it with wisdom and balance." The DPM reaffirmed adherence to the 1991 Water Accord, stating, "No province, including Punjab, will receive water meant for Sindh. Let there be no doubt, Sindh's share of water is secure." Calling for unity and cooperation, Dar urged leaders to avoid politicizing the issue. "Pakistan is a federation of four provinces, and our strength lies in unity. We must move forward with fairness and transparency." Senior Pakistan People's Party, PPP, leader Raja Pervez Ashraf also addressed the session, stressing the urgency of resolving water distribution disputes. "The PPP is fully committed to protecting the rights of all provinces," he said. PPP MNA Shazi Amari echoed these concerns, calling the water crisis a national issue that requires serious dialogue rather than blame games. MNA Ajaz Jakrani emphasized constructive engagement between political parties, adding that equal rights for all provinces are essential for justice and national unity.